Yeah. So yesterday we saw in the Tosfos Harosh in the Shittin Bava Kama two chidushim, two major chidushim. The first chidush is that the Tosfos Harosh says pretty clearly that the Malkus of Yitzdiku were only said, the Pasuk of Yitzdiku was only said the Mokom in a kind of Eidus, in a type of Eidus where a literal Kashas Omim is not possible, like Eidus Ben Rishon Chalutza or Eidus of Chai Vigolius. But in an Eidus where one could, an Eidus that has the possibility of a literal Kashas Omim, the Torah didn't say Malkus of Yitzdiku. That was Chiddush number one. Then Tosfos has a second Chiddush, that even where there is no Malkus of Yitzdiku, there's still Malkus for Lysana. There's Malkus Pashut for, there's a Pashut to Malkus for violating the law of Lysana. The difference, though, between Malkus of Yitzdiku and Malkus of Lysana, is that Malkus of Yitzdiku will satisfy Eidus HaTeyochel Azimo. And Malkus for regular Malkus for Lysana, doesn't satisfy Eidus HaTeyochel Azimo. Those are the two chidushim we saw in Tosfos HaRosh. So yesterday's shiur was all about if the Rosh holds that there's, how could you have Malkus for Lysana separate from the Malkus of Yitzdiku? The Rosh Malkus that base says that Lysana by itself is Lav Shem Emaisa. You need Yitzdiku. So if Yitzdiku is only said B'mokim when you can't be Mokim Kashas Omim Mamish, then how could there be Malkus for Lysana in other cases when you don't have Yitzdiku? So that was the shiur yesterday. I wanted to work out how we could learn that based on Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara Malkus that Dalek. But you see that from the Malkus of Yitzdiku we could learn out to call the Torah Kula that you look at a Lav Shem Emaisa. Because we hold that it's a Pircha Malahanach Shekein Yesh Bim Tzad Chomer. That anything that's inside the Tzad Chomer, like Lysana, we could learn out from Yitzdiku that there's Malkus on a Lav Shem Emaisa. But at the end of the day, there are two kinds of Malkus. There's a Malkus of Yitzdiku, which the Torah prescribes in Malkum Kashas Omer. And that's only in a kind of Eidus like Ben Gushim and Chalutza where there is no Kashas Omer. So the Torah gives a substitute of Yitzdiku. And then there's another kind of Malkus for Lysana, stam for being over a lav that has a tzad chomer. And that Malkus is that's just Malkus for Lysana. That doesn't make it into Eidus HaTeyochel Azim. That was the Tosfos HaRosh. And I sent my emails last night. I guess I should look back in the Tosfos HaRosh. You should be able to see the two things in the Tosfos HaRosh very, very clearly. It's really quite clear in the Tosfos HaRosh. I want to point out that the first Chiddush of the Tosfos HaRosh is Mechayev of the second Chiddush. Once the Tosfos HaRosh said his first Chiddush, that the Yitzdiku is only by Eidus that doesn't have Kashas Omim Mamish, he's muchach to say that there's still Malkus just for Lysana, that there's another Malkus just for Lysana. There's a hechach. Once you buy into the Tosfos HaRosh's first Chiddush, you have to go and accept you have to say the Tosfos HaRosh's second Chiddush. Because if we were just saying the Tosfos HaRosh's first Chiddush, that the Yitzdiku is only said b'mokum when you don't have Kashas Omim, but b'mokum when you have literal Kashas Omim, there is no Malkus of Yitzdiku. And if you would just stop there, then there'd be an obvious problem we already talked about in the past. Anybody know what would the problem be? The Yisaitis HaSugya. What? Right, why did he clear his Shosa? By B'idam Anubish Plainu Shuchayv L'chaveri Masayim Zuz. So there you have literal Kashas Omim, Masayim Zuz, that's the Kashas Omim. And Rameir says, you like him, Shalat, and Chacham only argue because of Kteir Shosa. What do you need Kteir Shosa? Since you have a literal Kashas Omim, there is no Malkus Yitzdiku. So you don't need Kteir Shosa. And how does Ulul and that from there, that Mimayim Shalat, and Nuklei Loki back Kteir Shosa, how does that work? So Al Kochachata, that's why the pastor says it. We told him Iri. We saw the Iri. But Ula talks about this. We saw the Iri that the Taki is Malkus of Yitzdiku together with Kashas Omim. That's why you need Kteir Shosa. Otherwise, you have Malkus for Yitzdiku, and you would have Momen for Kashas Omim. That's the pashtus. If the Tosfos HaRosh wants to drop this bombshell that you only have Yitzdiku b'mokim when there's no Kashas Omim, but b'mokim Kashas Omim when you can do Kashas Omim and pay the Messiah Zuz, then there is no Malkus of Yitzdiku. So why do you need Kteir Shosa? So Al Kochachat Doimer that you can have Malkus for Lysana without Yitzdiku. And therefore, without I need Teir Shalsa, because otherwise he would get Malkus Felisana plus the Masayim Zuz of Kasher Zoma. So that's important to understand why these two chiddushim of the Teir Shalsa, they go hand in hand, because he has this new chiddush that Vitzdiko is only said b'mokim when you can't do when there is no Kasher Zoma. He has to be mechadish that there's a separate Malkus just for Leisana. That doesn't come from Vitzdiko. It's just Malkus for Leisana. And again, even though Leisana is Lav Shem Emaisa, but since it has a Tzad Chomer, so we can learn out that there's Malkus for that Yeloikin a Lav Shem Emaisa with a Tzad Chomer. The truth is, there's another chiddush in the Meiri as well. In the Tosfos Rosh as well. A third chiddush in the Tosfos Rosh. And that is that there could be Malkus for Leisana even in an Eidus Psula. In the Eidus, there's Mamish Puzzle. There's still Malkus for Leisana. Because at the end of the day, he said Eidus Sheker. That's Mukhuch in the Tosfos Rosh. The Tosfos Rosh is talking about a case where the Eidus is Puzzle. Eidus Gneva, Eidus were made, somebody was a Ganav. But the guy had already had been murdered that he was Ganav before the Eidus. So the Gemara says with Ferish, it's Eidus Psula, it's Eidus Sheyat Yochal Azima. It's not Eidus. And yet, the Tosfos Rosh says they're like for Leisana. So see, it's a third chiddush in Tosfos Rosh. They could have Malkus for Leisana even on an Eidus Psula. That's a Meridik chiddush. And I think that's also an outgrowth of the Meirish, of the Tosfos Rosh Hashita. That there's a Malkus for Leisana that has nothing to do with Vihitztiku. Because Vihitztiku, the Chor was only said in a real Eidus. Because the Pasuk says, Vihitztiku Satsarek Vishu Sarosh. If it's an Eidus Psula, where's the Vihitztiku Satsarek Vishu Sarosh? We'll see later on, there are not in the prefers that way, such a thing. So Teres Rosh goes here also Lashitosa. In a Chanan, Vitzdiku's not Shayach over here. But Vitzdiku's Eidus Psula. But Leisana, it still is. At the end of the day, he said Eidus Sheker. It's a Chiddush nonetheless, because I could still say, even on the level of Leisana, I could say it's not Eidus Sheker. Because if it's not an Eidus, it's not Eidus Sheker. But that's Mechudush in Teres Rosh, that even at Eidus Psula, it's cool that he said Eidus Sheker B'chaver. It's still called Leisana B'yach Eid Sheker. So even within Teres Rosh, it's a Chiddush. But Al Kaponim, it's certainly only possible to say such a chiddush because he holds that there's Malkus of Leisana that has nothing to do with Vistiko Sasadim. Now, moving ahead. Tosfos asks, by us, Tosfos in Makkos, many of you Rishonim ask, Eidus ben Gushim Chalutza, how is it a good Eidus? Words, it's Eidus Sheyat Yochal Azimah. How do you ever have Eidus ben Gushim Chalutza? You're not going to do them Kasher Zoma. So why isn't that called Eidus Sheyat Yochal Azim? Tosfos answers by us. Tosfos in Makkos says it also has the first teretz. The Ramban says this teretz. Tosfos, many Rishonim answer that since they get Malkus, they don't get Kasher Zoma literally, but they do get Malkus. So that's enough to satisfy Eidus Sheyat Yochal Azim. That's called Yochal Azim, but they get Malkus. Yeah, Tosfos in Makkos has another teretz, a different teretz, but the first teretz in Tosfos, many Rishonim say this teretz. Tosfos here, Tosfos in Rosh Bayas, Tosfos over there, Tosfos Shans. All the Balei Tosfos, they have this teretz. The Ramban says this teretz. So, Tosfos asks a couple of kashas. He asks a kasha over there on this side, and he asks a kasha by us on the same side. Two different kashas. It's interesting why Tosfos and Makkos says the one kasha, Tosfos Bayas says the other kasha, but he has two kashas from two gemaras. Question number one, which Tosfos and Makkos asks, is from the Gemara about Eidi Nayam Arosa. By Eidi Nayam Arosa, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that she's not Nerag, because the Eidim could say Lo Yisrael Bay Labon. So therefore, she's not Nerag because the Eidus Sheyat Yochal Azim. Since they can't kill the Eidim, because the Eidim can say Lo Yisrael Bay Labonu. So since you can't kill the Eidim, so the Eidus is not, it's not a good Eidus to be Mechayah for a Misa. Like Tosfos, but there's still Malkus. You see by Eidus Ben Gushim Chalutza that Malkus is enough to satisfy Eidus Sheyat Yochal Azim. So over there also, the Eidim will get Malkus. At the end of the day, they said, for Lo Yisrael Bay Labonu will also get Malkus. It's like Ben Yushim Chalutz, they'll get Malkus. So why doesn't that satisfy Eidus Sheyat Yochal Azim? Tosfos Bayas has a different kasha. Tosfos Bayas asks from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Ches. The Gemara says that Treifa Shaharag. So if it was b'fnei beis din, he's chayav. But it was yatra mikibecha. But it was if it was in front of edim, then he's not chayav because it's eidu shi'yata yochal azim. Can't kill the edim because the edim were trying to kill the treif. That's not kashizom or lasim. Can't kill the edim to trying to kill the treif. He's a gavak teila. So therefore, it's called Eidush, says the Gemara, it's called Eidush Yata Yochal Azima. But they should be still Chayim Malkus. They were still saying Eidush, they were still saying Eidush, they were saying an Eidush Sheker. They should be Chayim Malkus. And if they're Chayim Malkus, it should be Eidush Yata Yochal Azima. So let me ask you something. It's interesting. Again, as I said before, Tosfos and Makis only has the kasha from Eidei Nari Marosa. Tosfos only has the kasha from Eidei Treifa. The Tosfos Shans, there in Makis, he has both kashas together. I don't know why Tosfos separated. He has taka both kashas. And Tosfos has teretz, and we'll see in a minute. Tosfos has teretz over there, he says a teretz over here. But let me ask you a question. Lefila Tosfos Harosh, are these kashas difficult? Defeat the Yisodis of the Tosfos HaRosh. Are these kashas sure? There's no kashas zaman. There's no literal kashas zaman. Is there on Alkas of the Hitzdikul? Let's take the case of Eidei Treifa first. Eidei Treifa sure. Eidei were made that this Treifa was a Ritzach. He killed someone. This guy is a Treifa and he killed someone. So, will there be? Are there malchus here of Yitzdikul? No. Why not?
Because
the Tosfos had two Yisoides. Yisoid number one, that Yitzdikul was not said in the Eidus that could have kashas on him. So, Eidus of Ritzicha, you could have literal kashas on them. Not in this particular case, of course, but in general, Eidus of Ritzicha has kashas on them. So, Ritzicha was not said for Eidus of Ritzicha. So, Malchus of Ritzicha is not going to be over here. What about Malchus of Leisana? It's time for violating Leisana. Will it be over here? Yeah. Why not? Even though it's an Eidus Psula. Even after it's an Eidus Psula, Tosfos HaRosh says that there's Malchus of Leisana even in an Eidus Psula. But will Malchus of Leisana make it Eidus HaYochal Azimah? No, that's also part. That's what Tosfos says. Malchus of Leisana don't make it Yochal Azimah. So in the case of Eidei Treifa Shahar, according to Tosfos, the kasha went melts away. There's no kasha at all. There's no Malchus here of Vitzdiku because Malchus of Vitzdiku is reserved for things like Eidus Vengushim and Chalutza or Eidus of Chai Begolis and so on. Where's that Shayach Kasha Zama? But Eidus of Ritzicha, Shayach Kasha Zama, the Torah never said Vitzdiku. Of course, there'll still be Malchus of Leisana, but that doesn't make it into an Eidus of Yochal Azimah. Yeah, I don't think Tosfos HaRosh and Ksuvos doesn't assume with Tosfos HaRosh over there. I understand. Tosfos HaRosh and Ksuvos asked the kasha. Like, that's maybe worth pointing out. Tosfos HaRosh and Ksuvos, I'll mention it right now. Tosfos HaRosh right here, if this is what you said, I'm not sure. Tosfos HaRosh here in Ksuvos is exactly, it says the same as Tosfos HaRosh. He asked this kasha, and he says Tosfos is Teretz. If you the Tosfos HaRosh in Bava Kama, there's no kasha. In Chanami, I think it's a steer between Tosfos HaRosh by us and Tosfos HaRosh and Bava Kama. I don't think they go together. I don't know if that's terrible. I don't know that Tosfos HaRosh has to, in all the Masechtos has to shtim any more than Tosfos in all the Masechtos has to shtim. Maybe it does have shtim, it's the same editor. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. It's not so. The world doesn't know. It's a rule. Tosfos HaRosh everywhere has to shtim or not. So it's subject to debate. But up upon here, I think you see that it's not, this Tosfos HaRosh is not the same as Tosfos HaRosh over there. What about Tosfos Kashi and Makis from the 89 Naira Moroso? Also, they say what?
Isn't it
Kashi and
Tosfos itself?
Why?
Oh,
that's what you mean? What I said yesterday. Yeah, Nechanami, I think you're right. The Tosfos and Makis can't hold like both Kedushim with Tosfos HaRosh. He might hold like Nechanami. Tosfos and Makis is also not going to be able to hold like Tosfos HaRosh because he asked his kashas. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Tosfos and Makis, the kashas of Tosfos and Makis, yes, from 89 Murosa. So 89 Murosa, so the Lord said, 80 Shafi Yochalazim, affect Tosfos, but they get Malkus. The one Lord Israel Baal, they also get Malkus. Are there Malkus here of Yitzdikul? or not, if it's an edus of nusa shayach kashas on mamish, there's no malchus of itztiku. A malchus of lisana there might be, but malchus of lisana doesn't create edus shafei yochel azim. So lamadnu that all the rishonim and many rishonim ask these kashas, that all the rishonim who ask these kashas don't hold like the Tosfos Rosh in Bava Kama. Tosfos Rosh in Bava Kama is a shita yichido that he has these two chidushim. Probably what you're saying is parenthetically, it's not. They could still hold from that connection to Tosfos Rosh, that even if there's a separate malchus of itztiku, it's still megali, you like it for lisana. That they might still hold. But the chiddush in Tosfos Rosh that itztiku is only said in Moshe, it's not shayach kasher zaman. That they don't have. Now, Lemaisen, what does Tosfos answer for these kashas? What does Tosfos do with these kashas? So Tosfos in Makkos answers the kasha of Eidei Naya Marosa. Tosfos says that since by Naya Marosa it's an edus where you really could, in certain cases, be mekayim a kasha zomim of miso. Ordinarily, by Eidei Nus, you could be mekayim kashas zomim of misa. So therefore, by Eidei Nus, kashas zomim of malchus is not sufficient to be called yochel azim. The Tosfos Shans over there in Malchus gives the same teretz for the kasha about Eidei Trefel. Since the Eidus of Ritzicha is an Eidus that is shayach to be mekayim in it, in certain cases. Kasha zama mamish. Ordinarily, by Eidus of Ritzicha, you could do kasha zama mamish. So, in the case where you could do kasha zama mamish, so malchus is not sufficient to satisfy yochel azim. Now, this is not to be confused with the Tosfos Rosh. You know, maybe Tosfos Rosh said avodin v'itztiku, that v'itztiku wasn't said. The malchus of itztiku were not given the mokum when you have the possibility of kasha zama mamish. He's showing that Tosfos is not saying that. Tosfos is saying a word in Eidus Shatei Yochel Hazima. That for Eidus Shatei Yochel Hazima, it needs Yochel Hazima to the maximum of that kind of Eidus normally admits. So by Eidus Ritzicha, Yochel Hazima requires Yochel Hazima with an Einish of Misa. Just because you can get Einish of Malchus, that's not called Yochel Hazima on the level of Eidus of Nefashos. Right, you never have me, so it's enough. Yochel Azima, Malchus is enough for the Eidus to be called Yochel Azima. Tosfos saying a word in Yochel Azima, it's not saying a word in Vitztiku. Vitztiku you have all the time. Tosfos saying Yochel Azima, it has different Eidus, the deterrent of Eidus of Yochel Azima, the requirement of Eidus of Yochel Azima has different degrees. Some Eidus needs Yochel Azima on the level of Tosfos quotes a pasuk Nefesh b'Nefesh, and if you can't kill him, then it's not called Yochel Azima, even though you could give him Malchus. Eidus Tengushim Chalutsu, where you never have the hazom of killing him. So the maximum hazom is always going to be Malchus. So that satisfies Eidus Shatei Yochel Azim. That's what Tosfos answers over there in Malchus. Tosfos by us says a different teretz. Tosfos says that by Eidus Nefoshos, in fact, not only is there no Misa, but there's no Malchus either. By Eidus Trefa Shehara, not only is there no Misa, but there's no Malchus. Which is not true. Hanoch is not right. There's no malchus because the eshel akumi b'shum dov v'loy b'misa v'loy b'malchus. The gavur k'teila boy l'miktav. So that means a hesh. But what does that even mean? Why is there no malchus? So gavur k'teila boy l'miktav. So you can't kill them. It's not kashizoma. It's not kashizoma. Can't kill them for wanting to kill the treifa. But why is there no malchus? Silly side of reyach and shokin. At the end of the day, they wanted to be Sasana Rach and Shoka, they wanted to be Mafsid. So the guy only has 6 months to live. But those 6 months that he wanted to live, they wanted to be Mafsid. That's not Lisana Rach and Shoka. How's that worse than if they wanted to be Mechayiv in Mammon? Some of the people were made out of trade for these that he's Chayiv Mammon. So we say they're not Chayiv. There's no Kasha Zoma. Why not? But that's that. He's a Gavak Taylor, but Lamaisa, he's still a person. You amassed him. He's not dead. He's not called an Efesh Lema, the Achaya Femisa, for killing him. But he has other. It's not, it's still called Yibur, which you were made in him. It's not a stover poshut. Why does Taisus want? Why is there no malchus over here? I understand that there's no miso, because kashizom last is la'ochim. You're going to kill them, that's mamash, you're going to be mafsid them, nefesh shlema. Killing him, they wanted to kill Gavra Ketela, so it's not commensurate. Same way somebody is a ritzeach, by a ritzeach, somebody kills a treif, he's not chayim miso. Because he killed a Gavra Ketela, so what he did, it doesn't rise to the level of a piv miso. But if somebody steals from a treif, doesn't he have to pay him back? What about here? So here they wanted to kill the treif, so we can't kill them, because it's not kashizom last la'ochim. It's not even stickle. They want to be mafsed in 6 months of life. That's not worth something. It's not worth money. How's that worse than if they wanted Sam to be massacred? They want to be mafsed in mom, and they would have ways. And we couldn't do the kashuzom for some reason. We would give them malchus for stickle. So why don't they at least get malchus for stickle? They want to be mafsed this guy. That's the problem. I want to put that on a back burner for a couple of minutes, and we'll come back to that. But Akoponim, we have two different approaches to these problems. Taisus and Marcus asked from 80 Naira Marosa. And what was the answer? Taisus and Marcus? That it's there's a bigger kind. It's not Kodiofa Lazima because it's shy of a bigger Hazam. I don't know how to say it. Lazima. Even the Shayach in the Sheshigo, something like that. Taisus by us asks from Adi Trefa. What's his answer? But since he's a Gavra Ketela, there's no Malchus. Which we don't entirely understand right now, but that's what Taisus answers. Now, I said before, the answer that Taisus and Malchus gives for the question from Naira Marosa would work for the question from Eide Treif also. By Eide Treif, you could say the same thing. Since it's Shayach by Ritzicha as an Oynish of Miso, so just Malchus is not going to be sad. It's not going to satisfy Yochel Azimah. The same answer Taisus and Malchus gives for the question that Taisus over there asks from 89 Mirosa, namely, that Yochel Azimah, in a kind of Eidus where you could have a very high level Yochel Azimah, so a low level Yochel Azimah, a low level Eidus doesn't satisfy Yochel Azimah. So by 89 Mirosa, since by Znus, it's Shayach Hazom of Miso, so here in this case, if you can't give the Miso and only Malchus, that's not called Yochel Azimah. So you need Nefesh Benefesh. That answer would work for the question from 89 as well. By Ritzicha, normally, you could have an Oynish of Miso. So in the context of an Eidus of Ritzicha, the fact that you can give him Malchus doesn't make it Yochel Azimah. And in fact, the Tosfos Shans and Marcus uses this answer to answer both questions. So Beferish, in one version of Tosfos, that this answer, that the answer Tosfos and Marcus gives, is a good answer for both questions. Which means that if Tosfos by us does not give that answer, he must not hold from it. Tosfos by us must not hold from that answer. And that's when he needs to give this answer of Gavra Ketela, which of course opens up a problem for which I don't have a solution. Namely, what does Taisus B'Yos do with the question from 89 Maros? I don't know. The answer of Gavra Ketela is not going to work over there. The answer that Taisus over there gives, Taisus B'Yos apparently doesn't hold from, otherwise he wouldn't have had a passion from 89 Maros. So what's Taisus B'Yos going to do with the question from 89 Maros? I don't know. So that needs his findings. But Kaponim will remind you that we have apparently a machlokes between Taisus Bayos and Taisus and Marcus about this svara that Taisus and Marcus in Tosfos and Makkos posits that where you need a high level, where it's shayach, a high level of azama, a low level azama does not satisfy yochel azima. Tosfos and Makkos has a svara. Tosfos by us apparently does not have that svara. It could be that this machlokes between the two Tosfos, and maybe it has shoshim. You know, we've been talking all along. You know, it's v'hitziku a kasha zama mitzvah, or is v'hitziku just a gilui on leisana? This is one of our motifs here in the sugi. And the Iri says that that v'hitziku is a kasha zama mitzvah. We saw that Tzeras also v'hitziku is a kasha zama mitzvah. On the other hand, the Ramban Makas that base on the base mefer that v'hitziku is just a gilui that you like him shul leisana, and the malchus of v'hitziku is just malchus for the love of leisana. Like any other law. Very clear in the Rambam. So that's this issue of the Machlokes Rishayim. This svara, the Tosfos says, that Yochel Azima is a sliding scale. That Beis Ben Gushim and Utsa, where you can't do anything more chomer. So then Yochel Azima is satisfied with Malchus. But by Eidus, let's say Naira Marasa, where theoretically you could have a higher level of Einish Hazama, an Einish of Misa, then an Einish of Malchus won't satisfy Yochel Azima. Does that make more sense if you learn that that Vitzdiku is a Kashizamam Dikadim, or that Vitzdiku has nothing to do with Kashizamam, just Leisana Biyam? Anybody have a fight for my 2 cents? It's really seem to you. Just Taisi says it's a bar. That Malkus satisfies Kashizamam, but it all depends. You know, by Bengushim and the Chalutza, where you can never get anything more than Malkus. You know, you have to hit the highest. You have to hit the highest level to be called Yochel Azima. So the Eidus Begushim and Chalutza, the highest level in Einish you have is Malkus. So that's called Yochel Azima. But the Eidus of Ritzicha or Eidus of Znus, where you can have an Einish of Miso, then just Malkus won't make it. It's not going to satisfy Eidus at the Yochel Azima. It seems to me. But that only makes sense if you learn that the Malkus of Bengushim and Chalutza is within the realm of Kashizamah. So then you could say that Malkus is a certain kind of Kashizamah, but there's higher Kashizamah, you know, there are greater Kashizamah, there's Miso, there's greater Kashizamah. So you need the maximum Kashizamah that's Shaykh in that Eidus, to be called Yochel Azima. So if the maximum Kashizamah, the most Chomerdik Kashizamah that Eidus ever has, is Malkus, that's Yochel Azima. But if that Eidus has a higher kind of Kashizama, it has Miso, so then you need that in order to be called Yochel Azima. That could make sense. But if you learn that by Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutza, you're not Mekayim Kashizama at all. There is no Kashizama by Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutza. And the Malkus of Vehitzdiku is just Malkus for the love of Leisana, and that's still called Yochel Azima. Then you see that for Eidus after Yochel Azima, you don't need Kasher Zomim at all. It's enough just to be nanish for the lav of Leisana. So then, why in the world should it matter if in some other context there's greater Kasher Zomim and lower Kasher Zomim? But you see that you don't need Kasher Zomim at all by Eidus Ben Gushim and Chalutza. You're not Mekayim and him Kasher Zomim altogether. All you give him is Malkus for Leisana, and yet it's called Yochel Azima. So you see that Yochel Azima doesn't need Kasher Zomim. Yochel Azima just needs that you get an Einish Velisana. So Mali, if you can be Makayim, Yochel Azima was just being Loika and the Lava Velisana, so what do I care? Even by Eidus Nefoshes and even by Eidus Ritzicha, so they have very high level Kasher Zomims. But Leisana is not Kasher Zomim at all, and it satisfies Eidus Shatei Yochel Azima. So I thought that this Tosfos only works, the Tosfos Makkos only works, and the Hanocha that Vitzdiko is a Kasher Zomim to Kedin. So then I could say, if it's tikkun is a kasha zomim de gedin, just to repeat myself, if it's tikkun is a kasha zomim de gedin, then I could say, you know, by edus, you need the maximum kasha zomim. So by Bengushim and Chalutza, the maximum kasha zomim is Malkus. By edus Ritzicha, by edus Nus, the maximum kasha zomim is Miso. So that's what you need in order to be called Yochel Lahazima. Because Yochel Lahazima means the full measure of kasha zomim. So by edus Bengushim and Chalutza, the full measure of kasha zomim is Malkus. That's Yochel Lahazima. By Eidus Nefoshes, by Eidus of Znus, the full measure of Kasher Zomim is Miso, so Malkus is not enough. And that's the Tosfos of Malkus. So it's very meduyik, because the emphasis, the Lashonis of Tosfos of Malkus are that Vitzdiku satisfies Kasher Zomim. When Tosfos says the word that Vitzdiku, that Malkus is enough for Yochel Azima, Now, the Pengushim and Chalutz is called Eidus Yochal Azim because they like it. The Taisus Lashon is, I don't have it in front of me, the Taisus says that since they like it, so I think it says Haidu Kasha Zama. I don't know if somebody has that in Gemara Makkos, but basically the Taisus and Makkos, the Lashon of Taisus is. Haven the like and have a Kasha Zama. Taisus doesn't say any such Lashon. Lishamayim not a raya, but I was suggesting it could be that this issue that it has shoshim here. The Taisus in Makkos Lishitosam, who understands that the reason why who holds that Vitzdiku is a kasha zomam dikadin hainu kasha zomam, so he's able to say this word that you need the maximum kasha zomam that Eidus has. So ben Gushim Chalutzu, what's the maximum kasha zomam that Eidus has? Makkos, that's Yochal Azim. But by Eidus of Znus, or Eidus in the Foshes, where there's a greater degree of Kasha Zomim, Nefesh B'Nefesh, of Miso, so then you need a greater amount of Kasha Zomim in order to be called Yochal Hazim. And Taisus B'Yaz, who doesn't say such Lashonis, Taisus B'Yaz maybe holds that it's just the Vitzdiku is just a Gilui on the Sanet. So this whole word doesn't make sense. Taisus has to say a different word. That Itaka doesn't get Malkus at all, but by Eidus Trefo, if they got Malkus, it would be called Yochal Hazim, but there is no Malkus because he's a Gabbard tail. No, but Taisus asks it first for Kasha. There's Machadish that there's no Malkus. Taisus and the Kasha thought there is Malkus by Eidus Trefo. Oh, he says he never asked it for Kasha. He just took it as a Hanocha. Taisus asks it for Kasha. He's saying in Taisus here, he just tells a priori that there's no Malkus by Eidus Trefo. So he says, that's Eidus Shehenat Yochal Azimu. Yeah, but still, Maduri can tell us that if there would be Malkus by Eidus Trefo, then it would not be. Then it would be called Eidus Shatayochal Azimah, which according to Taisus in Malkus is not true. No, but then it's a bad example. Taisus says is not true. Taisus says that Eidus Shatayochal Azimah is when there is no Malkus. For example, by Eidus Trefo. By Eidus Trefo Guf, if there would be Malkus, it still wouldn't be called Yochal Azimah. So Maduri can tell us, I think it's still Maduri can tell us, not like Taisus in Malkus. Yeah, so now let's go back to the question that we're finished with that. So I want to go back down to the question I put in the side burner. Let's put it now in the front burner. Taisa says that by Eidus Trefo there are no Malkus because he's a Gabbard tail. So I asked, Shmuel Rizovsky Bemis asked the Kasha, I think in Malkus. Why is it no Malkus? So what if he's a Gabbard tail? If he's a Gabbard, I understand somebody kills a trefo, he's not Chayim Nisa. That's we know. Somebody kills a trefo, he's not Chayim Nisa. That's true. And I therefore ate him Zoyman on a trefo, not Chayim Nisa. It's not Nefesh Ben Nefesh. It's not Fasisim Lakash Zoyman, Lassus Barachim. The trefo is not a Nefesh. It's not a Nefesh Shleiman. Well, why is there no Malkus? At the end of the day, you wanted to Slisan of Reach Shoker, they wanted to be Mafsid. I'm sure the trefo doesn't want to get killed today. So they Lamaisi were Mafsid. Why is that less than if they wanted it, if they were made this moment on a trefa? And that's l'shemanim olam that ate this moment on a trefa. Then after there's no kasher on. L'shemanim olam, if you steal from a trefa, you're not mechadim a chayiv in v'shilu. Well, if you're mazik a trefa, you're not chayiv in chamishit var. It's only in ate in a chiyuv misa. No chiyuv misa for killing a trefa. So over here, why is no chiyuv malchus? And the emphasis that the Taisus shans in that I told you before, the Taisus shans in Makkos. Says Beferish that there is Malkus by Eidus Trefo. That's why he uses this term. Taisus Shans, I told you before, he asked the two kashas from Eidus Nayar Marosa and from Eidus Trefo, and he gives the same terms by both. That even though there's Malkus, but since this is a kind of Eidus that could have a higher level kashas on them, with Tzicho, it's Eidus Nefoshes that usually has a higher level kashas on them, so just Malkus doesn't need, that's not the maximum kashas on them. So just Malkus is not enough for called Eidus Shatayochal Azim. So he apparently, Taisus Shans apparently holds it, that there is Malkus. What's that of Shad and Taisus? Why does Taisus say that there's no Malkus? Tell me, though, the Taisus has a Chaver. The Ramban in Malkus, that Beis Medal, says like Taisus Wells. That Eidus Trefo, the Ramban says, The Ramban asked the kasha from Edis. The Ramban starts with Edis Mingushim Chalutza. Why is it called Yochal Azima? It's only Malkus. And the Ramban answers, Malkus is enough for Yochal Azima. Malkus satisfies Yochal Azima. Even though the Ramban himself holds that the Yitzdiku is just a Gili Elokim for Leisana. Nonetheless, the Ramban holds Malkus of Leisana is enough to be called Edis Shat Yochal Azima. After the Ramban, what about Edis Shefa? Says the Ramban, no, there's no Malkus at all because he's a Gabrik tail. So let me think of it. So that's the Shaila. How? What do you mean, let me think of it? It's Midi Kovit. They want to be mastered in something. They want to be Mazagin. Especially since the Ramban holds that there's no Vitzdik was not Kasha Zomim. It's fair anyway. But especially since the Ramban holds that Vitzdik was not a Kasha Zomim, they come out because it's just Lysana. So that's not Lysana Vriyachay Chokah. To be made on a treif, I understand that it's not Nefesh Benefesh, the Rachay Miso. But they don't even get Malkus Lysana Vriyachay Chokah. That's not called Lysana Vriyachay Chokah. So let's start with a different question. Rameh Simcha in Perek Yud Ches of Hilchas Eidos asks a very interesting question. I don't remember if we touched on it in the past. The halacha ba'edim zayimim is they're not chayev unless there was a gemar din. If they didn't lose them, they're not chayav. I think they're not chayav. It's a mission that I am the base. In Makkas. Ain't Adam Zayim, they're all going to actually gomer had them. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Ain't in the rug actually gomer din. Only called nefesh tachas nefesh. They had that binachir mis. So in the Gemara over there in that Haman base, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, it's Mahur Beferish. At least the way Rashi and Tosfos learn it over there. That the same thing is true by Edis Ben Gushim and Chalutz. The Edim are only Chayim Malkus if there was a Gemar din that disguises Ben Gushim and Chalutz. Chayim Gemar din and not Chayim Malkus. Somebody ask a kasha. Mail if you hold that Vihitzdiku is a Kasha Zomim Dikadin. So I understand. It's just like Kasha Zomim itself. The same way Kasha Zomim is only after the Gemara Din. It's a Din and Kasha Zomim. So Vihitzdiku is also, it's main Kasha Zomim, so it also has to have a Gemara Din. But according to the Shita of the Ramban, that Vihitzdiku just Megalo Elokim Shim Lysana. Svekta Meir Simcha. So why do you need a Gemara Din? Lysana Reachet Shokah, that the lav they violated right away. The violation of Lysana Reachet Shokah, the Chorus even before the Gemara Din. So what sense does it make that they only get Malkus for Lysana Reachet Shokah after there was a Gemara Din? What? Yeah, so if you learn that Vitzdiku is Vitzdiku's only Megala, that if you learn that Vitzdiku is telling me that there really is no Malkus for Lysana per se as a lav, it's just a Kasha Zom of the Gedin, so then we're okay. So Vitzdiku has Gemara of Kasha Zoma. So without a Gemara Din, it's not Kasha Zoma. But if you learn like the Ramban, that Vitzdiku is just Megala, you like it for Lysana, even though it's Lashem and Meisner, so at the end of the day, it's just Malkus for Lysana. Hold on. But let's, the Kasha, though, still is, the Kasha is still Shreya, because at the end of the day, the Torah is Megala, whatever the Lashem is, but the Torah is Megala, you like it for Lysana. So how can Lysana only be Yachar Gemara Din? He violated Lysana right away. You're right, the Lashon of Itzdiku, maybe say the language of Itzdiku, and we'll see in a minute in the Ramban such a book. But at face value, it's hard to understand, even if the Lashon of Itzdiku somehow has an implication of Gemara Din. Even if it has somehow an implication of Gemara Din, but mechatesa that. But it's hard to understand the seichel of it. If it's just a gil, you like it for Lisana. Lisana was before the Gemara. So, Rabbi Simcha says a teretz. By the way, Rabbi Simcha doesn't even quote the Ramban. He just has the kasha in Svara, because he holds in Svara like the Ramban, that it's deep as Megali Leiker for Lisana. Because the Gemara says that Bohar Baraglov, you're like for Lisana. Rabbi Lesser says Bohar Baraglov, you're like for Lisana. He says, if it was a kasha zon of Dikadina, you need a zon. You might know how you say, what's Bohar Baraglov? So, right, if it's Dikwas Megali, you're like Mishim Lisana. It's a kasha in all the Rishonim, behold, if it's Dikwas a special kasha zon of Dikadina. Maybe Rav Lezer holds you like it for Lavshem and Maisel like Rabbi Yehuda. I don't want to get back to that. The Maisel, we're going to ask the Kasha on within the framework of the Machalikas Yishayim. That Bishlam will feed them in Iri, that Vitzdik was a Kasha Zom Dikadin. I understand why you have to have a Gemara Din. But Lashitas Haramban, that Vitzdik was a Smegali, you like him Shem Lysana. So why in the world should you have to have a Gemara Din? Says Rameh Simcha, very interesting one. He says that the Gemara itself says that the reason why you need Vitzdiku is because Leisan is Lav Shem and Maisa. So therefore, just from Leisan, I wouldn't be like, yeah, I need Vitzdiku to be Megali, like him Shem Leisan. So Pashat Chad is that Leisan is Taka Lav Shem and Maisa, and it remains Lav Shem and Maisa, but the Torah said Vitzdiku, that this is an exception to the rule, and this Lav Shem and Maisa, you like it all. Rav Simcha says, maybe there's a Havon over here, that the Torah is telling me that with the Gili of Vitzdiku, the Torah is telling me that Lisana is called a Maisa because the Gemardin is the Maisa. B'dibirayu, the Gemara is lashon by something else, b'dibirayu ovid Maisa. The Dibur has an effect. What's the effect of the Dibur? The effect of the Dibur is that there's a Gemardin. So since the Dibur has an effect that there's a Gemardin, so therefore it becomes like a Lav She'en B'Yesh B'Maisa. And that's what it says in Vitzdiku. Vitzdiku Satsarik Yeshir Sarosha tells me that Kilu, that's the Maisa of Lisana. And with that, it becomes like a lav she'esh b'mais. So he said, therefore you have to have a gemardin, because koyden gemardin, it's not the mais that didn't happen yet. So maybe take a chiddush. Then you have to understand. The field says, how does Rabbi Yehuda learn that from Lysana to call it terkul that you're? How does Rabbi Yehuda learn that from you to call it terkul that you're like it for lav she'esh b'mais? Here it's different. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda takach chelak on the svara, but we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But after opponent, that's where Meir Simcha wants to do the chiddush. So maybe take a. But it could be that it has Shoshim and Rishayim, this Chiddush of Rameh Simcha. The Ramban in the Melchamas, at the end of Sanhedrin, it's also good, we're not going to get into it, but the Ramban, the Seich HaDvarim, the Ramban there is talking about where you have Eidei Gneva B'Nefesh. Somebody going to be Shemachari Mesimus. There's a chi of, you kidnap somebody and you sell them, so there's a chi of Misa. So what if you have Adam come and they say, just on the Gneva Shemachari, somebody kidnapped somebody, but without a Mechira, and they weren't coming. It's a sugi about Chatzidobar. I'm not holding this again out. It's a sugi about Chatzidobar, whether it's Adis at all. The Seichat when the Raman over there is done, would they be like on such neighbors? After all, it's the sign of Rachay Shoka. The sign of Rachay Shoka, maybe they should be like it for Lysana. Says the Ramban, they're not like it. I don't have the Ramban in front of me. But the Lashon Ramban more or less is that Adam Zaymimim, they're not Chayav Yakimas Fasayim Ba'alma. There has to be something, Adis has to have an effect. Because the Torah says Vitzdikus Atzadik Vishua Sarosha. And over here they weren't being mad, there was no Vitzdikus Atzadik and there was no Vishua Sarosha. So that kind of Eidus is no Malkus for at all. That's the Rabban. The Rabban tells me, this is similar to what you were saying before, that in Vitzdikus Atzadik Vishua Sarosha, it's Taka Megali, you like it for Leisane. But that Gili has a limit. It's only Megali, you like it for Mishum Leisane when it did something. When it was Machayev the guy something. But Eidus Gneva, it's not Machayev the guy anything. Until it be Eidus Mechir, it's not Machayev anything. So it says, so just for the Akimus Fasayim alone, they're not Chayev. You have to have a Vitzdikus Atzadik Vishua Sarosh. So the Rabbi is saying, you know, just the pshutish lamikra of the Ramban is like pshutish akosu, that even though this gives a malchus v'leisana, the Torah set a limit. There's only malchus v'leisana when you satisfy v'tzikus asadik v'shuas harosha. That means that the eidus had some kind of practical effect. An eidus that's totally theoretical right now has no practical effect because just eidik neiv v'nefesh. So you're not chayv for leisana. But it seems to me the lashon Ramban is you're not chayv for that kimus v'sayim. You have to have v'tzikus asadik v'shuas harosha. That lashon akimus v'sayim. The Gemara uses the lashon of akimus v'sayim in the context of lav sheim emaisa. And Mori talks about maybe Akimus Fasayim. Havi Maisa, Levi Maisa, in the Sukkis of Lav Shem and Maisa, Akimus Fasayim, there's a discussion, is Akimus Fasayim, the movement of the lips, is that called a Maisa or not? And we're assuming that Akimus Fasayim ordinarily is not a Maisa. That's why Yidim Zayim Lissan is not a Maisa. Lav Shem and Maisa, because Akimus Fasayim doesn't count as a Maisa. So the Ramban here is using a Loshan that has to do with Lav Shem and Maisa. And the Ramban, again, the Ramban says, by this kind of Eidus that has no practical result, so they don't get malchus because they're not, even though the Torah said leisana, but you're not like for akimus fasayim. You have to have itzdikus hasadik v'shuas harosha. I think it fits very well with Rameh Simchas Havana. Leisana by itself is a lav she'ein by ma'isa. It's an akimus fasayim ba'alma. Even after the itzdiku, the leisana, the pure leisana, just standing and talking, that's still a light lav she'ein by ma'isa. V'itzdiku only is mechayivim when that akimus fasayim does something. It doesn't work. It's v'tzikus asadik, it's v'shuas harosha, it's mechayiv somebody. Says the Ramban, eidik neiv v'nefesh doesn't do anything. So that remains the akimus v'sayim, meaning it just remains a lav shem emaisa. You need v'tzikus asadik to make it into a maisa. That's mamish very. I think that dovetails very well with Rameh Simcha, and therefore Rameh Simcha goes a step further and he says, by the same token, you have to have a gemar din, because till the gemar din, it's just akimus v'sayim. So Rameh Simcha doesn't quote this Ramban, but I think the lashon of the Ramban. It's mislabish very well, rather the svar of Meir Simcha is mislabish very well in the language here of the Ramban. Which Gemara am I allowed?
There was a
by the Gemara, by the Tosharosh. Yeah, it's not like the Tosharosh. It's 100% not like the Tosharosh. Tosharosh says you could get Leisana, you can get Malchus for Leisana and Eidus Psula. Not only can you get Leisana for Eidus, which didn't have yet a Gemara Din, he says you can get Leisana for Eidus Psula Mamish. Tosharosh is totally a different world. In the Quran, Tosharosh Lishitoso, that you have Leisana that has nothing to do with Vitzdiku. You have Malchus of Vitzdiku, and then you can have Malchus that has nothing to do with Vitzdiku, just Leisana, because the Torah is Megala, you're looking for Lashim and Maisa by something that has a Sad Chom. Nechaim Tosharosh is radically a different word. It's the other extreme. Tosharosh holds you can have Leisana for Eidus Psula. That Ramban would be inconceivable. The Ramban is not only can't you have Eidus Leisana for an Eidus Psula, you can't even have Malchus of Leisana for an Eidus Kshera unless the Eidus Kshera did some kind of practical work in the world. But if the Eidus Kshera didn't do anything practical, it's just Eidik Nevi Menefesh, you can't do anything practical right now. Maybe later on if other things will be misdaref. Right now you can't do anything practical without Eidus. There's no Malchus for Leisana. So it's very simple. So by the same token, you need to have a Gemara Din. I have one Ha'orah L'maisa, because the Gemara that says you need a Gemara Din by the Gemara Daf Hamed Beis that says by Eidus Ben Gushim Chalusa, you have to have a Gemara Din. The Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk, and not the Pasuk of Tzikus HaTzadik. Well, according to the Ramban, we should learn out from Tzikus HaTzadik. You have to have a Gemara Din. Maybe that's not a riot. V'tzikus asadik v'shuas harosha by itself maybe would just mean, you know, eidus of practical eidus, but doesn't have to reach a gemar din. So the Gemara there in that tayah says it's another pasuk that actually has to reach a gemar din, but because otherwise it's not called v'tzikus asadik v'shuas harosha.
Similar tales, the fact that Gemara the Joshua later on would mishpoyachad yubachel and learns that just then gush b'chalutz you have to have stras, you could say gush b'chalutz also have to have gemar din because of mishpoyachad yubachel. That's the simplest tales to Meir Simcha's kasha.
Again, that Mishpatechel will tell me.
Just as Mishpatechel tells me that you have to have us, you don't have to have Asra, so you should also tell me you have to have my din.
Then it's for sure something where that, hey, why even another possible? That's not after Mishpatechel. I guess I don't think it goes into the Drosha Mishpatech. Also, besides that, if Lesan is just without this Ramban, without this whole, so the Mishpatech is also hard to understand. Mishpatechot. This is Malkus Velapsu Leisanim. Was that Eftut Mishpatechot? This is Kashizomim. This is Leisanim. The Mishpatechot itself also is better. We can understand it better with after the Shemban. Okay, anyway, let's leave the Mishpatechot out of the timing. So Zachinu, Rabbi Simcha, the Ramban, the Machamas, that Leisana, even if it's a separate, even if it's not Kashizomim, just the Malkus of Leisana is just a, even within the Ramban, that the Malkus of Leisana is not nothing to do with Kashizomim, it's just Malkus for Leisana, but it has special Gdorim. You have to have a Gemara Din. It has to be an Eidus with the Gemara Din. And based on the Rebbe Simcha and the Rabban, we have to have a Hesber, because without the Gemara Din, it's just an Akimus Fasayim. What makes the Leisanim more than a mere Akimus Fasayim is the Gemara Din Shiva. Now, let's go a step further. That Gemara is in Hedin Ein Ches, it talks about Trefa Shahara. The Gemara that Tosis is talking about. So the Gemara says, the Lashon Gemara is like this. The Gemara says, Treifa shahar b'fnei beistin schayv misa mishum ubiyar darah mikirbech. But b'fnei edim is potter because it's edim shiyat yochal hazim. So the Kreyu asks, why does the man need a special pasuk of ubiyar darah mikirbech? He's already tzeach. He's chayv misa. So if he killed in front of edim, so he can't do a chayv misa because you have a technical problem, the edim can't be made because edim shiyat yochal hazim. But if he killed in front of Beis Din, that Beis Din saw that he was a Ritzeach. So he's Chayim Misa because he's a Ritzeach. What do we have to come on here to a special din of Ubiyat Ramik? Gemara has to invoke Pasuk, Ubiyat Ramik Yibach. So there's a Chasam Sefer in the Tshuvas and Arachayim Simon Kufpei. He says about, I want to say it a little bit more glummed of it than the way the Chasam Sofer says it, but the Yisoyin Advarim says in Chasam Sofer. He addresses a second question, a different question. The Gemara over there says also, Behemshech, what about a shor, that Gemara talks about a shor trefa shaharak? A shor killed somebody, the shor was a treifa. Says the Gemara, you don't kill the shor. Why? Because it says, Hashor yisokol l'gam ba'ol of yumos. So we have a rule, k'misas ba'alam kach misas hashor. So it's a hekesh. So the dinim of misas hashor are learned out from misas ha'bailam. The bailam would kill somebody. So just like if the bailam would kill somebody and the bailam would be a treifa, he would be potter. So if the shor kills somebody, and the shor is a treifa, the shor is also potter. No, the idea of Eidus HaTechol Azim is not shayach to the shor. But it's a gzeres hakosav apparently. K'misas ba'alam kach misas hashor, shor treifa shaharag is potter. So the Ravid says, the Rambam brings down the halacha. So the Rambam brings down the halacha, it's in very good in this game moment. The halacha Zayin says the Rambam, so the Ram just brings down the halacha that the shor is potter. The Ram's not machalik if it was in front of Beis Din, not in front of Beis Din. Ask the Ravid, one second. It's only in front of this din. The Bailim, if they killed, they're only potter if it was in front of Eden. But if the Bailim killed somebody in front of Beis Din, so then we say that the Bailim would be chayav. So the shor should be the same thing. If the shor killed in front of Eden, it should be potter. And if the shor killed in front of Beis Din, it should be chayav. If you're taking the logic of Kemisus Baal and Kemisus Shor all the way, so it should be all the way. Says the Chasam Sofer I'm adding a little bit to Chasam Sofer. When a treifa shaharag, even in front of Beis Din, Be'etzin does not have a chiyuv misa. because the Rambam's lashon over there in that halacha, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says that when he's saying this halacha of kemesis ba'al kachmesis hashor, the lashon of the Rambam is v'kevin shebaal of kemesim chashuvim. Since the Bailam, if he would be a treifa, would be like a mace. Ve'enam tzricha miso, and therefore they wouldn't be tzricha miso if they would kill somebody. So hareze potter. So the shor also, since we have this hekesh, the shor is also potter. So it says in Rambam that the reason why treifa shor is potter, the Rambam doesn't say because edush shetechol azima. Rambam says it's a different thing. The Rambam says kevin shebolov kemesim chashuvim ve'enam tzricha miso. Well, what does that mean? In the Gemara we have that treifa shor is potter because edush shetechol azima. The Ram says it's a different swara over here. That a treifa shorig is potter because since he's kemeis, so he's ainu tzorech miso. What does that mean? It's only and if it means something, so even if they base him, he should be potter because he's ainu tzorech miso. But the Gemara says that it's only potter in front of ainu, is not potter in front of the base. Says the Chasam Sofer, la'olam a treifa shaharag mitzad the treif himself, he has no chiyuv miso. Ben if they base him, ben shaloi if they base him. Because he's kemes. You can't have a chi of misa on a person who's kemes. That it's not nitpas on a trefa, a chi of misa. Because ain't tzorech misa. He doesn't need a chi of misa to be kemes. He's already kemes. He's already ha'il of lamos. So a chi of misa is perish ramen. A chi of misa is not shaykh in a trefa. I trefa shaykh with my basin is chayef. Why is he chayef? Teretz says, the Gemara says, because we are after Rami Kibbech. He doesn't have a chi of misa. But based on as a chiyuv, we're after Rami Kibbecha. This guy's a murderer. We're going to let him go. He's going to kill somebody else. So we have a chiyuv, we're after Rami Kibbecha. But it's a chiyuv and based on. It's not a chiyuv misa be'etzem on the gav. I'm saying more than the chasam surface is different with shyness, but the cheshbon is in the chasam surface. I'm saying it's different with hezbon. If it's so in front of so treifish harug with me based in his chiyuv is not a chiyuv misa be'etzem on the gav. He's not chiyuv misa. Beistin kills him because of Uriat Yomi Kibbecha. But if he killed in front of Edim, then Beistin can't even kill him because of Uriat Yomi Kibbecha, because we have no Edis to know that it happened because Edis Edis Shechter Yachal Azim. But Trefesh Harig is Potter Be'etzim. It's had the Gavra Trefesh Harig is Potter Be'etzim, Ben Bifne Beistin, Ben Shaloi Bifne Beistin. Because you can't have a Psak Din, a Gemar Din of Misa, a Psak Din of Misa, and a person who's a Gavra Taylor. A Gavra Taylor can't be Chayim Misa. So Melis Sakhter Amam. By a shor, there's no biyatir mikvech on a shor. And a shor, the misa's bialik misa's shor, you want to kill the shor, we need to have a psakdin misa on the shor. Psakdin misa on the shor, can misa bialik kach misa's a shor. There's no psakdin misa on the bialim, so there's no psakdin misa on the shor, even in front of Beistin. And that's the answer to the Rav's kasha. The Rav is not mechalik, the Rav says shor shahar, shor trefa shahar, doesn't matter apparently whether it's bifnei Beistin, not bifnei Beistin. The Rav says no chiluk. Shor trefa shahar, the shor is potter, because the bialim would have been potter. And why would the bialim have been potter? Because he's kemes. So on the Rambam's shver, really two questions. First of all, the Rambam's question: Why not mechalak between bifnei beisdin and shloim bifnei beisdin? The bialim were mechalak between bifnei beisdin and shloim bifnei beisdin. The shor we should likewise be mechalak between bifnei beisdin and shloim bifnei beisdin. Secondly, it's shver on the Rambam, the chasam sofer zora. Why does the Rambam say that he's potter because the bialim is kemes? That the bialim is potter because the bialim is kemes. Ve'ein mitzorech miso. He doesn't need a chi of miso to be kemes. He's already kemes. What does Rambam need for? The Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says because Eidus Shechter Yochel Azimah. Why is Rambam Shana the reason that it says in the Gemara? The Torah says one question answers up the other. The Gemara only needs Eidus Shechter Yochel Azimah to explain the difference between Bifnei Beistin and Shloim Bifnei Beistin. But the emes is Be'etzim the Bialim's not Chayim Misa even Bifnei Beistin. Beistin kills him also Be'atir Yom Bikibecho. And if it was Bifnei Edim, they can't do that because it's Eidus Shechter Yochel Azimah. But the Gavri himself doesn't have a Chayim Misa. If the Gavra himself, he never has a Chi of Misa. A Treifa never has a Chi of Misa because he's already Kemes. You can't have a Chi of Misa on a Mes. Says Ram Samela, Shor Shorad. By a Shor, there's no Beratur Mikibecha. By a Shor, you want to kill the Shor, it has to be because the Shor is a Psakdin and a Misa. Well, Kemes is Bal and Kemes is a Shor. If a Treifa Shor doesn't have, if an Odom Treifa Shor doesn't have a Psakdin and a Misa, so a Shor Treifa Shor can't have a Psakdin and a Misa either. So Lamadnu from this Rambam, the Chasam Sofer explains it that a treifa shaharag is had even though in Beisdin he's chayev, he's only part of chutzla Beisdin, but the chiyuv misa is a chiyuv misa of it's not a chiyuv misa on the person. He really is not chayev misa. Beisdin has a chiyuv of biyachter mikibecha. Beisdin sees a guy, sees a murderer. Beisdin has a chiyuv of biyachter mikibecha. They have to kill him. But the gavri himself, you can't say he's chayev misa because it's not a chiyuv misa. It's just, and that's That's the answer to Rabbi Kvega's original question. Why do I have to invoke Ubirat Rami Gebecha? Treif v'shahar v'fnei Beisden. Of course you have to kill him. He's a Reseach. Why shouldn't you kill him? There's no Edeshi after Yachalazim over here. Beisden saw it with their own eyes. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Treif v'shahar is chayav because Ubirat Rami Gebecha. So that's the Chasam Sefer. And that's the Rambam really. That Treif v'shahar is really potter. There's a new din of Ubirat Rami Gebecha, but Treif v'shahar is potter because you can't have a psak din of Misan and Treif. Oh, so if that's the case, maybe with this we could explain the Ramban. The Ramban says that Treifa Shaharaz and Fusnaidin. The Ramban says that by Treifa Shaharaz, what was the Ramban's? The question is, by Treifa Shaharaz in front of Edim, so the Gemara says Edeshi after Yochel Azim. In fact, the Ramban, why is it Edeshi after Yochel Azim? It's Edeshi after Yochel Azim because we'll give him Malchus. Says the Ramban, no, we're not going to give him Malchus because he's a Gavrik Taylor, let me to call it. So the question was, what do you mean Lamidi Kovet? So he can't be Mechayev the Miso. But why can't he Mechayev the Miso? Why can't he Mechayev the Malchus? At the end of the day, they wanted to be Mechayev the guy Miso. And that should require, and it's not worse than Mammon. It's not worse than Mammon. They wanted to be Mafsa the fellow his 6 months of remaining of life. So the Shemechayev Malchus, why isn't that Lissana Berachay Shoker? Why is that worse than the Edus of Mammon? If they'll be made an Edus of Mammon and a Treifa, why do they be gave, they would be. They would be kasha zomah. They would have a dinner of kasha zomah lasses la'ochim. So where's the lav midika of it? It's not by mekhlal. If anyone would come along and say in a treifa that he's chayav mammon, he's chayav lechaverim masayim zuz, so we could have a gemar din. It would be a gemar din. Basically, would be gomer the din that this treifa is chayav masayim zuz. Now nimsu zaydim, so they have a din of edim zaydim like any other edim zaydim. Avada. That's 100% true. People who are Edom Zomim who are Mayan and a Treifah Shegonav Avada, they have a din of Kasha Zomim. Why not? He's not. He's a person. He has dinim. You're not allowed to steal from him. So Avada, that would be true. But here they were Mayan and a Treifah Shaharag, and a Treifah Shaharag Slavmidi Ka'ovid means that there's no Gemar Din over here. There's no Psak Din that we could do on a Treifah Shaharag. Yeah, they still kill him as Ubirat Rami Kibecha. But Ubirat Rami Kibecha is not a Chiv Misa on the person. There's no Gemar Din. You know, because I'm saying there is no Gemar Din. Beis Din kills him, Asubirat Rami Kibecha. But that's not a Gemar Din. There's no Bitzdikos Atzarek Vishua Sarosha. Because, like the Rambam says, he's kemes to kill Gavrik Taylor is not called the Gemar Din. He's Ainit Sarach Misa. It's not Nitvasan and Machiav Misa at all. So about it, we would kill him anyway, Asubirat Rami Kibecha. But that's not called Bitzdikos Atzarek Vishua Sarosha. There's no Chiav Misa that was Chal on the Gavra. There's no Vishua Sarosha over here. He's not a Rosha Lomos. We would kill him because of Ubirat Rami Kibecha. But Be'etzim is nothing. Be'etzim is he doesn't have any Chiyav Misa. If he doesn't have any Chiyav Misa, then there's no Gemar Din. If there's no Gemar Din, there's no Malchus either. There's no Bistiko Sarek of Yeshua Sarosha. It's Lav Midi Ka'ovid. That's what the Ramban says. Since he's a Gavrik Taylor, it's Lav Midi Ka'ovid. It doesn't just mean Lav Midi Ka'ovid that they weren't mastered him anything. Lav Midi Ka'ovid means that the Psak Din that they wanted to Chayav and Misa was Lav Midi Ka'ovid because he's a Gavrik Taylor anyway. A Gavrik Taylor can't have a Chiyav Misa. And if a Gavrik Taylor can't have a Chiyav Miso, then he's not. Then there's no Rosh Olomos. There's no Bitzdikos Asadik Vishuas Harosha. And if there's no Bitzdikos Asadik Vishuas Harosha, then there's no Malchus either. Because like Rambam says at the end of Sanhedrin, and Akimus Vesayim and Achayev, they're only Chayev when there's a Bitzdikos Asadik Vishuas Harosha. And for that reason, we learn Malchus and Dafei that you have to have a Gemar Din, because without a Gemar Din, it's just an Akimus Vesayim. Gemar Din means that they paskin down a Chiyav Miso, and a Treifa they can't paskin a Chiyav Miso because it's a Gavrik Taylor anyway. So that's Lav Midi Kovid. That's what the Ramban says. So maybe that's Chad and Taisus as well. Taisus is the same as the Ramban is. That since he's Gavrik Taylor, he's not Chayev Loi Misa Vloi Malchus. So the question, why not Malchus? What happened to Leithanabar? What happened to the Stiku? They wanted to be master something valuable. Taisus says, yeah, maybe they wanted to be master something valuable. But at the end of the day, there was no Gemar Din. There was no Psak Din on a Treifa Misa. And if there's no Psak Din on a Treifa Misa, so ain't come Loi Misa Vloi Malchus. Like kainim l'sham tovah, or it's nothing. It's there's no gemar din. There's a birat Rami Kibecha. Birat Rami Kibecha doesn't make. It's not called v'itzdikus hasharik v'itzdikus hasharik v'shivas harasha. Okay, covered a lot of ground today. Tomorrow, Mishnah will go on in the gemara.